The Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin. Investment professionals reveal their best mentors, how they find their next great idea, and a few funny stories. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. American Funds Distributors, Inc.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, April 15th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. With vaccinations rolling out and the economy on the mend, many companies are hiring again. Americans re-entering the workforce are hoping to come back to where they were in their career path. But the road back to employment can be a bumpy one for one group in particular, working mothers.
When school shut down, they just said, I just literally cannot physically do this anymore. And so what we see are some women just leaving and then others kind of struggling to get back to where they were, whether that means taking a huge pay cut or just not having as much responsibility.
Rachel Feinsig is our work and life columnist. She's been talking to mothers who've struggled to land jobs that pay what they're used to getting paid. She'll join us in a moment. Plus, we'll hear from one Louisiana woman and what she's doing to find a new career in a different field. That's after the break.
You're a growing business and you can't afford to slow down. If anything, you could probably use a few more hours in the day. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Getting back to work after a period of unemployment is never easy, but that's especially true for working mothers. Our work and life columnist Rachel Feinsig has been writing about this, and she's here to talk about it. Rachel, thanks for taking the time to chat.
Thanks so much for having me.
So, Rachel, it's been tough for a lot of people trying to find a decent paying job and getting back to full-time work. But why has it been tough for mothers in particular?
I think it's a few things. I mean, I talked to one woman who both her and her husband lost their jobs, and her husband was able to bounce back really quickly. Obviously, this is just one case study, but for them, her husband was able to bounce back really quickly and find a job pretty fast. And that was because they decided he made more money, and so they decided that he was going to kind of prioritize looking for a job, whereas she was trying to look for a job on top of caring for their two young children 24 hours a day. And so it really just became impossible for her. She was exhausted, and at some point she just kind of stalled most of her job outreach because, as you know, looking for a job can be a full-time job on top of parenting, which can be a full-time job. So I just thought that really illustrated kind of like that dual like pressure that a lot of women are facing when it comes to remote school or childcare responsibilities.
And of course, this comes after women disproportionately lost jobs or left the workforce during the pandemic. How has this thrown off the career track of mothers in particular that you've spoken to?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of women have just kind of thrown up their hands and left the labor force. They, you know, just feel like they can't physically look for a job right now if, for example, their kids are not in full-time school. You know, I talked to women who had been looking for a job, had people calling them, you know, for interviews, you know, in the kind of that February, March timeframe of 2020. And then when school shut down, they just said, I just literally cannot physically do this anymore. And so what we see are some women just leaving and then others kind of struggling to get back to where they were, whether that means taking a huge pay cut or just not having as much responsibility. I think a lot of women have felt kind of frozen, like they can't take on that big next thing if they have this, you know, huge childcare responsibility, or they just physically can't, you know, they want more money. They want the job, but they just haven't been able to find it.
You know, Rachel, searching for a job is always hard, and there's also no guarantee you'll be able to find a job in your field. And that's leading a lot of people to consider other options. One of them is 40-year-old Nicole Rout. She lives in Gonzales, Louisiana. That's between Baton Rouge and New Orleans. She has two kids, ages 7 and 16. She worked in the oil and gas industry for about 15 years, most recently in procurement before losing her job last summer. Now she's looking for a full-time job in a new industry, and she's with us now to talk about it. Nicole, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So, Nicole, in terms of being able to find your way through this time, what has been required of you, and what challenges do you as a mother have in particular?
I guess I had to dig really deep and find the resilience that was there in my core, bringing it to the forefront, keeping myself encouraged, and just trying to push forward even on my worst days. And for moms, I believe the hardest for them is to actually, you know, sometimes your kids ask for things and you just say, no, we'll get it later or next time. But when you say that now, there, you don't know when the next time is. You don't know when the later will be, because you literally are penny pinching, saving, finding new ways to do things and to be creative and have fun with your kids without letting them see or, I guess, feel the difficulties and the hurt of not actually being able to do the things you used to do for them.
So during this time, while you've been searching for a new job, how have you tried to pay the bills?
I've done a number of things, but one is my favorite is I've kind of recreated a 100-year-old recipe that my family has, and we've started back making crawfish bisque, which we've always made it, but it's mainly been more so for profit now.
How's that going?
It's going great. It's keeping us afloat. The lights are still on, so yeah.
So how have you been trying to regain the level of stability and income that you had before you lost your job?
Oh, man, there's no level of stability at this point. It's mainly my focus is upskilling myself, keeping my resume updated and going basically with the skills that I do here at home and being a mom, and just working towards finding an actual job. And it's a job within itself to actually find a job.
And you've been looking for full-time work outside the oil and gas industry. Tell me about how you figured out where you want to go with your career.
Well, I've definitely learned and accepted that the oil and gas industry is just not an industry that I need to be in to care for my family going forward. It's great when the prices are high, the gas prices are high, it's great. But then when those prices start to decrease or drop, then of course we don't have any jobs. And having a family and just trying to take care of your family, it just doesn't work. And it hadn't worked for some time. So what I've been doing, I'm on LinkedIn. And there's this company called The Mom Project, which I looked at before the actual COVID onset, but I became active after I was home. And unfortunately, when I was laid off, and they offered a program called Rise. That program offers upskilling to help move you over into the tech industry. And I jumped on it. It's been amazing. I've actually completed the program. And now I'm studying to take the certification exam for the program.
All right. That's Nicole Rout from Gonzales, Louisiana, joining us. Nicole, thanks for being with us on the show.
Thanks for having me.
So, Rachel, a lot of people like Nicole are going to have more than a year of gap time in their work history. Now, you've spoken to sociologists who study people's careers, and they've raised concerns that interruptions in the careers of working mothers in particular could have a lasting effect. Why is that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we wish we didn't see this, but some of the research shows that there are beliefs, you know, by employers, by managers, that, you know, becoming a mother might make a woman less committed, you know, going forward in her career. And then we also see huge financial implications when women take a career break. So even just for a few years, if you step back, you know, you're coming back oftentimes to less earnings, but you're also losing a lot in terms of retirement savings and Social Security payments. So I think it just, there's like kind of this perfect storm that occurs when women step out and they can kind of return to a really difficult situation.
So if someone does have an extended break in their careers, what steps do experts suggest they should take to get back on track?
The first thing that you want to do kind of right now, you know, while your experiences at work are still fresh, are first of all, just go through, document your previous role in detail, you know, include anecdotes, like big successes that you had, so you don't forget those kind of little nitty-gritty anecdotes that, you know, could help you, you know, in interviews down the road. You also want to take a look at your networks, you know, look at old managers, coworkers, customers, go through that list, think about people that you might want to be in touch with more regularly, just to kind of stay up to date. And then the last thing is to make sure that you're keeping certifications and licenses up to date. You know, make sure you don't miss a deadline or find out later that there were certain steps you should have gone through. Just try to stay on top of that.
And what about for people like Nicole, who might be thinking of changing careers as part of getting back to work? How do experts suggest that people should go about that?
it's a really good point. Like, this is a good moment, if you have this luxury, to assess your career and think about whether you want to make a transition. I mean, so many of us end up on a career path by accident, or maybe a parent kind of pushed us in a direction. So use this time, think about your career goals and whether or not you want to stick on the same path or go somewhere different. Think about what skills gaps you might have for either, you know, either one of those paths, and come up with a plan to close them. You could think about things like free classes or courses that you pay for, credentialing opportunities. You really want to be thinking about that stuff proactively. And then the last thing to do is really just to like go public with your job search. Tell everyone you know that you're ready to return to work. You never know where that next opportunity is going to come from.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal Work and Life columnist Rachel Feinsick. Rachel, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
The Claude 3 model family by Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. Haiku is lightning fast and cost-effective. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed. And Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Learn more at anthropic.com/Claude.